Good evening. This is the September 23rd, 2013 meeting of the Pacifica National Board Elections Committee. I'm the committee chair, Bob Lederer, and our secretary, Michael Novick, will now please call the roll.
Sure. Lona Elias from WPFW. Not on yet. Jessica Apollinar, KPFT.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Carolyn Burden emailed that she can't be on the call tonight. Fred Blair, KPFK. Not on yet. Lydia Brozone, KPFK.
Here.
Adriana Casanave, KPFT.
Here.
Benito Diaz, WPFW. Not on yet. Mark Hernandez, KPFA.
Here.
Cynthia Johnson, KPFA.
Here.
Hank Lamb, KPFT.
Here.
Bob Litter, WBAI, is here. Michael Novick, KPFK, is here. Jeremy Taylor, WBAI. Not here yet. Margie Wilkinson, KPFA, said she couldn't make it. Bruce Wolf, WPFW.
Here.
Is here. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Nine members present constitute the quorum.
Okay, thank you, Michael. And first, we just want to get a volunteer to be a timekeeper. Would someone be so kind as to do that?
Nancy will do it.
Okay, thanks, Nancy. Okay, and then...
Resolution, Nancy's here as a member of the working group on...
Right, on cost-cutting, yes. Okay, and I believe someone just joined the call. Who is that? Okay, perhaps not. All right, so let me read the agenda with a couple of changes since I posted it earlier today. Well, let me ask you first, Michael. Are there minutes to be approved?
No, unfortunately not.
Okay, that's fine. All right, so then... the first item is simply an announcement of the next committee meeting date, and then the status of the outstanding bill from Election Services Corporation, the status of efforts to obtain detailed cost breakdown for the last elections, and then the budget for this, for the 2013 elections, report on PNB action on the election timetable. I had originally said 10 minutes, but in light of some points that have been made online today, I propose extending that to 20 minutes. And then report from the working group on cost-cutting measures and discussion and next steps. I'm suggesting 60 minutes. If people want to adjust that, let me know. I know that the working group hasn't had a chance to meet, but we might kind of act as a committee of the whole perhaps tonight to see how much progress we can make. And then next steps on election committee motions calling for a mailing by the stations to clean up their lists and obtain email addresses. That would be a 10-minute item. And then new business, if there's any, with a time-certain adjournment at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. So first of all, did someone just join the call?
Yes, Benito. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening, Benito. Okay, so are there any changes to this proposed amendment to this agenda?
I'm sorry, Bob?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. First of all, excuse me all for being late. And I obviously didn't hear what that amendment is.
Oh, no, there was no amendment other than... did you get a chance to read what I posted online earlier today? The
draft. A few minutes. I read the agenda.
Yeah.
And I read what you sent a few minutes ago.
Right. So the only change is expanding the time for the report back from the PNB about the timetable from 10 to 20 minutes. Other than that, it's the same thing I posted.
I would just want to suggest that be the first item.
Okay.
I would suggest 10 minutes since we know there's not going to be one.
All right.
It seems like we're beating a dead horse for 20 minutes.
Well, let me just say in support of the more time that, first of all, there's reporting not only what was decided, but what the arguments pro and con were. I think it's important for us to hear that recap. And then second of all, well, Bruce can address this himself, but he indicated a desire to do something about it. Bruce, did you want to speak on that, on why 20 minutes makes sense?
Well, yeah, I think if we're going to discuss the ramifications of the election being deferred, then a little more time is worthwhile. I don't know, to me, to my mind, I think this committee needs to at least discuss, you know, what the impact is of not holding elections, and if we want to, you know, issue any kind of state committee.
Well, time-wise, it's too late anyway.
Okay, Hank, I didn't call on you. Please ask to be recognized. Okay, anyone else want to address this question of 10 versus 20 minutes?
Daniel.
Go ahead, Benito.
Yeah, I would agree with Bruce. I mean, we've spent all this time trying to work on the election, and then our work has just been thrown out the, thrown in the garbage. And so I think that we need to discuss what we're going to do about it, if anything at all. And if we're going to decide not to do anything about it, you don't do that in 2 minutes. So I don't see what the big deal is.
Okay. Anyone else who hasn't spoken yet? Go ahead.
Yes. There are a lot of related issues to that. It's not your ordinary motion. There are bylaws aspects to it, and other issues having to do with the agenda. I don't believe that our motion for the timeline that this committee passed was even included on the agenda when this was considered by the PNB at the last meeting. And at the previous meeting, they wouldn't even put it on the agenda. They wouldn't move it up so as to have a timely consideration of the issue, actually for a couple meetings. So I think those are related issues, and so we absolutely need at least 20 minutes to discuss it.
Okay. We've heard a discussion on this. Is there any objection to going to a vote on this point?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Michael.
I wanted to suggest that we spend less time on the cost-cutting measures and more time thinking about what timeline, if any, to have for accountable work on making sure the elections happen at the point they're going to happen, according to the PNB.
Okay, so do you have a specific time proposal for the election timeline item? How many minutes do you want for it?
I think at least a half hour.
Okay, so that's yet another
take that from the cross-cutting.
Okay. Is there anything else that needs to be said, or can we just have a three-way vote on 30 versus 20 versus 10 minutes? Okay, hearing none, then, when your name is called, you can say 30, 20, 10, or abstain. Okay? Is everyone clear what we're... Sorry?
No, nothing.
Okay, is anyone unclear on what we're voting on? Okay, so Michael, please call the roll.
Okay, yeah. Jessica Apollinar, and how much time on the agenda for the timetable?
Hello?
Yeah, who just joined?
I couldn't hear you.
No, well, this is Jessica. My phone got out, so I go back in, and I'm logging back in again. I'm sorry.
Did you hear what we're voting on, or should I repeat it?
Please repeat it, please.
Okay.
For clarity.
There's an item on the agenda of a report back from the PNB on the time frame for the elections, and there are three different proposals, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, or 30 minutes. So we're calling the roll, and each person saying Do you favor one of those three, or do you want to abstain? So are you ready to vote, or do you want to think about it?
Yes, sir. Please continue. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Michael.
Lydia Brazon.
30.
Adriana Castaneda.
30.
Is that 30?
Yes. 30.
Okay. Benito Diaz.
30.
Mark Hernandez.
30.
Cynthia Jensen.
20.
20. Hank Lim.
5.
Did you say 5?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's probably too much in my opinion. But
okay. Bob Lederer.
30.
I'm going to 30. Bruce Wolf.
30.
Okay, that's 1, 2, 3. Oh, I'm sorry, Jessica Apollinar?
20.
20?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 for 30, 2 for 20, and 1 for 5.
Boy, no wonder that's average.
Okay, so that item will be 30 minutes. And, let me ask the other part of... I think it was Benito's proposal was that it be the first item. Is there any objection to moving it up to number one? Okay.
What is number one right now, Bob?
Number one is announcement of next meeting date. And then, let me just say what was in front of it on my draft agenda. Besides the announcement of the meeting date, then there's the bill from Election Services Corp and our committee's efforts to get a cost breakdown on the last election. So that's what had preceded that before.
Bob?
Yes,
okay.
Benito.
Let me clarify.
Okay.
I didn't really mean about the... let's make it number two in that case. I mean, I don't... We should deal with the issue of the meeting and then move
okay.
on.
That's fine. All right. So, any objection to making this the item right after we announce the next meeting date? Okay. Hearing none, that's done. Any other amendments to this agenda? Okay, hearing none, then is there any objection to adopting the agenda as amended? Okay, hearing none, then that's adopted. Let's start with this is just an announcement. We don't have to make a decision. Fortunately, we agreed several months ago to meet on the fourth Monday of each month, so this is just to make sure everyone's clear that our next meeting will be Monday, October 28th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. So that's it. That's the announcement. Okay, so next we go to the report on the PNB action on election timetable. So why doesn't one member of the PNB start and other members can add on? So who would like to start? Well, actually, I'm not on the PNB, but I did look up the motion that was on the agenda that night, which was September 12th, and just so everyone has the same amount of knowledge, I could just read the text of what was adopted, and then the folks who were actually on the call could talk more about what was the debate back and forth and any, you know, opinions or thoughts that they have on what happened. All right, so let's see here. Hang on. Okay, this is a motion by Richard Uzel of KPFT. Motion Ray postponing the 2013 Pacifica delegates election, whereas the Pacifica Foundation radio bylaws in Article 4, Section 3 specifies that, quote, elections of delegates shall be staggered over a three-year period, close quote, parenthesis. Notice the strength of the word shall, close parenthesis, and by a less stringent direction, quote, with elections for 3 staff delegates and 9 listener-sponsored delegates held in the first year, elections for 3 staff delegates and 9 listener-sponsored delegates held in the second year, and no elections in the third year, unquote. And whereas it is the intent of the Pacifica Foundation Radio Board to follow these bylaws as close as physically and financially possible, and whereas the Foundation has had demonstrably business-altering circumstances beyond its control, for example, Hurricane Sandy in New York City and with the station in Washington, D.C. losing its lease because its old station location is being demolished to make way for a hotel on the site, and whereas Due to these unavoidable circumstances, the Foundation's funds level is not sufficient this year to fund a delegates election, and whereas this board fully endorses democratic elections of delegates, both listener and staff, and fully wishes to maintain the strongly worded, quote, elections of delegates shall be staggered over a three-year period, close quote, therefore this board hereby authorizes maintaining the required two elections in a three-year period, but that the sequence of our elections for this three-year period, parenthesis 2012-14, close parenthesis, shall be first and third year rather than the first and second year. That's the motion. So now, first of all, before any commentary, I listened to it on the stream. Did anyone recall any amendments that were adopted before it got passed?
No, there were none. Bob?
Yes.
No, there were none.
Okay. All right, so those are the basic facts, so now people can give their recollections, thoughts, opinions. Who would like to start?
I would like to...
Go ahead, Benita.
Defer to Lydia.
Okay, all right, Lydia. Lydia?
Lydia has to... Yeah, but I have to be muted for a few minutes. I'm on my way home, and I have to wait.
All right.
Sorry.
So we should come back to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can come back to me later.
Okay.
I'll speak. You know, there really, I don't think there was some discussion because there were a few people that objected, but it was pretty clear that folks had made up their mind before the meeting, you know, as to what they were going to do. And there was already, it was sort of like a formality. And so, like for instance, to be concrete, you know, I tried to explain that, well, first of all, let me back up. You know, the argument made was that the Pacifica did not have the money. And much was made of the cost, the historical cost of these elections, $200,000. And I tried to respond to that by, at least twice, I tried to explain that the members of our working group had identified a few, a couple or three or four vendors that were willing to do this election for between $10,000 to $20,000. But that, you know, went into the garbage and wasn't considered in any way, shape, or form. And the maker of the motion, as well as other people that spoke in favor of it, continue to use the figure of 200 plus thousand, you know, as the cost of the election. And so that's point number one. Point number two, at the same time that this motion was put forward, some of the same people also, and I don't remember who exactly, but a motion was put forward to spend money on a in-person meeting in Texas in order to be able to interview the finalists for the ED slot. And so there was some back and forth about whether or not that was a proper use of money, given, you know, the financial straits that Pacifica is in. And that conversation had happened at the meeting before last Thursday. And it happened again. So for two different meetings back to back, that issue came up. You know, how are we going to spend or propose to spend, be it 20 or 30 or whatever the amount may be, And of course, arguments were made that no, it ain't going to cost what it normally costs. But even if it was the same 10 or 20,000 that you would spend on an e-election, then how could you even pretend to spend that $10,000 or $20,000 on this in-person meeting, as desirable as it may be and more efficient than it could possibly be than trying to interview these folks by some kind of video system. Nevertheless, the point is, what is more important? Selecting the ED in person or conducting these elections, especially when the elections committee is saying that we can possibly do it for between $10,000 and $20,000. All of that went out the window. Nobody paid attention to nothing, and they just did what they wanted to do. This is not in any way, shape, or form. I don't propose this to be an objective recitation of what happened. This is the way I saw it.
And this is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia and then Hank.
Okay, so the issue or the aspect of it that I raised had to do with both the fact that what they were writing was an amendment to the bylaws. This is not a simple motion, and therefore it needs to have a bylaws amendment and a membership vote to take the election out of sequence. That's one. The other is that what the Attorney General takes most seriously, what the courts take most seriously, having been someone that was on the suit, where the suit was based on violation of the California Corporations Code, is anything in the bylaws that is anchored in California Corporations Code, because the Attorney General has to receive our bylaws. Our bylaws do not state we will observe them only when we can afford to do so. So this is not just a clear violation of the spirit of the bylaws, it's a direct violation of the bylaws and of our commitment to the membership that they have a say when we take away their elections for even a year. The solution and what they proposed was that we would use as the alternate for the next year. And not all states need to have a long list of alternates. Certainly we don't, because we didn't make quorum last year. And we don't necessarily know if those alternates wish to serve. So then it will be based on our membership, or our board membership will be based on selection by the LSC. Secondly, the election of the directors to the foundation, then, therefore, will be based on those people that were alternates, largely, for anyone who's has phoned out on our local station board. So that's how it was explained. They insisted it wasn't a cancellation of the elections, but a postponement that a full year takes it out of the sequence. What I sent to the board was how we got in sequence of elections, which was a court settlement. And in the court settlement, it started the cycle of elections. This is in the bylaws where it says the interim, the interim election or Bravo or anything. Anyway,
transition
election, thank you. And so at the end of that paragraph explaining this, it says that these bylaws would start in sequence, starting with the year 2006 for the following year. So I sent all of that to the PMB, which makes it impossible to have 2013 elections in 2014. That would make them no longer the 2013 election. especially if it's like a full year, it's not even like a month. The other issue is that much of what they were invoking was because our CPP money is coming in so late. We just sent the paperwork in order to get that. So there is a cash flow issue, but they did not make a recommendation to postpone it an extra month beyond what we had recommended in order to allow the CPP funds to come in. So there was absolutely no effort whatsoever to try to comply with the bylaws or with the portion of the bylaws that say that you have to notify the membership the year before. And, of course, as Denise already said, they're already committing to an in-person board meeting that is, my experience, the lowest I think it's ever been, even in Houston, has been $20,000, and that would not include flying in the candidates to the ED. So the whole thing leaves us extremely vulnerable, not just to a lawsuit. You don't actually have to sue necessarily. There could be complaints made to the Attorney General. And so, anyway, so that was my take. And the thing, and yes, the finances were invoked, and finances could be invoked as we have been advised in the past when it comes to postponing an in-person meeting. That's one issue. But again, the frequency of our meetings is not couched in California Appropriations Code. Elections are.
Okay, thanks, Lydia. So I heard Hank and then Mark. Anyone else for the SEC? Okay, we'll start with you two. Go ahead.
Okay, in all honesty, everybody on the committee has known for several months that we're not going to have these elections.
Hank, can you speak up a little louder? It's hard to hear you.
Yeah.
That's worse, actually.
That's worse.
Can you adjust your phone at all, Hank?
Yeah.
No, it's still very faint.
Is he using Bluetooth?
No. Can you hear me?
That's much better. Go ahead.
Okay. The entire committee has known for several months now that there would not be elections this year. All the arguing back and forth doesn't change that fact. Now, we have had a serious money problem that is caused by more than one station, and they haven't remedied it at either station, or any of those stations, as a matter of fact. And the PNB voted quite sensibly on what needed to be done to hold the foundation together rather than force an election and drive the foundation completely broke. Because $10,000 to $20,000 is the price for the company. It doesn't include mailings, it doesn't include staff hours, it doesn't include any of the other expenses that go with elections. And the problem is that at the time they passed this, the foundation had about $52,000 or $53,000 in pocket, and salaries were due. Other bills are due. We have bills that we cannot pay at all, and we're running in the red by the millions, literally. So to add another, you know, $20,000 to $40,000 to that, and go without getting another interim director or getting another regular director, just doesn't make sense because, you know, you can't run on interims forever. You can't run on elections that you can't afford at all.
Okay. Thanks, Hank. Mark.
Okay. I can agree and understand Hank's point of view, but at the same time, there are procedures that have to be followed, whether they're in the bylaws or in state law. Unfortunately, this whole situation has brought us into a brink situation. For those of you who have access, I refer you to Corporations Code 5220, which indicates that any change in elections requires a vote of the membership in order to pass to extend any director's term of office, even on a temporary basis. So the PNB now has put us at risk in several ways, one of which is by postponing the elections, another of which by extending the terms of directors by another year. The third is also, in 5220, if you dig around, is the segment about the people who stay in office until replaced, which there's going to be a question of whether the bylaws or the state law takes precedent in that respect. But in terms of the money, part of the problem comes about because of a longstanding issue, one of which is that the PNB itself, the Pacifica National Office, really doesn't do anything in terms of raising cash. While these stations themselves raise the cash to fund and finance their operations, the PNB, in the Pacifica National Office, does nothing to finance itself, and this drags us down along with it. While that's something for the future, it's also something that goes to the heart of the issue of being in a foundation, being in a nonprofit organization. While we may pay our membership to be part of the foundation, it's part of our fiduciary duties and responsibilities as individual members, whether on the board or as delegates, to do fundraising on our own, to raise cash for the foundation, whether it's through our own efforts or through organizations that we work with. And this is something we haven't done to raise cash. Again, this may not be something that will get us going for this election. I wish to God it were, but too many people spent too much time saying we can't have elections, we have no money, and nothing was done to raise cash. So we're as much to blame on this as the PND. And I'll step back and say, yeah, I understand why we aren't going to have elections, but I'm just bracing for the impact when people realize what's been done and action is taken against it.
Were you done, Mark?
Excuse me, who's making that noise? Please don't do that.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's making deliberately. I think there's some kind of a feedback loop going on their phone. So maybe we could ask for now, if people are not speaking, mute yourself so that whosever phone that is won't interfere with the sound. All right, who else would like to speak? Well, how many minutes are left of the 30 that we allocated?
14.
Okay.
14.
Thank you. All right, so who else?
Michael.
Go ahead, Bruce.
I'll try to be brief if I can. First of all, I'd like to, I'm going to put out a question. I don't expect, a ready answer, but I want to know, given the fact that the PNB voted on this motion, I'd like to know when the postponement of the elections was announced to the stakeholders, that is the listenership, as well as the boards and even this committee. I'd like to say that...
Do you want to pause and see if we can get that answered?
Yeah.
Or you go on with your comments?
Sure. I'm trying to get between the extraneous noise.
Right. All right. Well, let's pause. So does anyone on the PNB know whether this has ever been announced to either the LSBs, this committee? Well, I can answer for this committee. I've gotten no communication. So, there's been no formal notification to the committee. And then the third question was to the listeners as a whole. Does anyone know the answer to those two?
Benito?
Go ahead.
I'm not aware of anything.
Okay. Anyone else?
Paul Forstet.
Well, this is just, can you answer the factual question?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, Hank.
I got a notification from PNB members of what was passed.
When you say you got it, you mean your entire LSB got it or just you?
I think my entire LSB got it.
Okay, so one LSB got it. All right, anyone else? We have people, I think, on all five LSBs. I saw nothing through my LSB. All right. Can people mute if you're not speaking so we reduce that background noise?
Bob?
Yes. Mark?
KPFA was kind of notified, but it was in the midst of another, which was the personnel situation we have.
Okay.
It kind of got glossed over.
All right. So it was sort of mentioned briefly?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anyone else before
I'd like to
finish. I'm sorry?
Could I finish?
Yes, yes. No, I'm turning it back to you.
And I'm going to just run through this.
Yes.
I hope it shouldn't take too long. Just a few things that it seems to me that there's problems with this, you know, the deferment of the election and, you know, the motion. And I'm not going to argue them all, but I want to say that in the second whereas in the motion, it refers to physically and financially possible, meaning to follow the bylaws. But I don't know where in the bylaws it says that we only have to follow the bylaws as long as it's physically and financially possible. I just assumed the bylaws were meant to be followed. And also in the third whereas, it refers to business-altering circumstances. And while I realize Hurricane Sandy was severe and I realize that the financial problems that PFW involved with the relocation were challenging, I don't know, you know, in the case of Pacifica where that was, you know, was really business-altering. I'd like to, I also am a little bit, have a problem with the motion itself when it refers to staggering the elections in a different way, because I know in D.C. anyway that we have delegates who are on one-year terms, and by postponing the election, they effectively are being made two-year delegates, and I don't know where, you know, where that has been authorized or in any way made official. Now, I know Hank pointed out that the reason we can't have the elections is for financial reasons, but, you know, that we, or no, I'm
hold
sorry.
On one second, Bruce.
Pointed out
Bruce,
that,
Bruce, can you hang on one second? Somebody has background noise. Please, everyone except Bruce, mute your phones so we don't get that interference. Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead, Bruce.
You know, I'm almost done. No, I'm sorry. No, Hank made the point that we've known for a long time these elections would probably be postponed. But, you know, what he forgot to mention was that we also knew for even longer that these financial problems existed. And the PNB could have acted, you know, according to the bylaws, in a proper way if it really felt that it needed to postpone the election. They could have done it in a timely way and according to the, you know, to our, you know, our bylaws. Instead, you know, they left it pretty much almost unstated. They just allowed the elections to go by the boards. And you got to admit, I think, we have to admit that it does give a certain appearance of a self-serving attitude by the PNB. And it could only be dispelled by, you know, addressing this. In fact, and I think it was Mark who brought this up, that it's a good point that there was plenty of, as hard as things have been, there has been time to make some effort to raise the money for elections that we knew were going to be scheduled. And yet, I don't know of any attempt to do that. And so I'll just finish by, I hope this is a proper motion. I'd like to make a motion that our committee put together some kind of a memo or letter, whatever the proper word is, to go to the PNB, you know, to address, you know, our concerns about the postponement of this election. And I'm assuming those concerns would come out of this discussion.
Okay, so that's the motion. Do you want to address the motion?
This is Lydia.
Okay, and who was the other person I heard? Was that Benito?
Yeah, I was getting ready to second the motion.
Okay. Well, let's go Lydia and then Benito.
Yes, and of course, I support the motion, and I think it's important because our motion about the timeline was not even allowed on the to be raised on the agenda in order to pass it in a timely manner. The other thing is that the foundation is going to have, if this is challenged in some fashion, in you know, either in court or with the AG or whatever, I think the foundation will be hard-pressed to defend itself, even on the financing issue, because last year we had a going concern alert from our CPA when we had the audit, and our executive director said at our LSC meeting Saturday that we are not going to have a going concern. So that implies we're in a better financial situation than we were last year. And so it's going to be very difficult then to make the argument that we did not comply with the bylaws of California Corporations Code because of being financially strapped. It's always a matter of what they will look at is what then did you spend your money on. And I wish we knew, and I'm on the PND.
And I forgot
to mention that also three of the stations have the elections already in their budget. So we were just talking about a deficit in two for the elections. Thank you.
Okay, so Benito was next, and then I heard Hank.
I was just going to second the motion.
Oh.
It seems pretty clear. I think it's been pretty clear that the majority of the folks on this call, at least, are all expressing concerns about this decision, and so it's only logical that we would register some kind of protest.
Okay. Hank.
5 minutes.
Well,
okay, thanks, Nancy.
Okay. One thing, if we had gone ahead and held the elections, we would be out of business now, essentially, because we're another $1.5 million in the hole over last year, and that's a worse situation, not a better one, and we're raising less money than we did the previous fund drive. Our summer fell short, well short, and there's no indication in the economy or in the amount of money nonprofits are raising right now to indicate that we're going to fare any better in the coming one. And as far as our membership goes, none of our committees, none of our LSBs, none of the PNB go to our membership and ask them or tell them anything, essentially.
What's that last sentence, please? Can you repeat that?
Well, none of the LSBs or PNB or executive director from the foundation basically ask or tell our membership anything except, can you send us more money?
Check that out.
And that's the only thing we tell them. We've been in dire straits for years, and they're our greatest asset, and we haven't shared that with them. They could have pulled this out by now. And I agree with the idea that National needs to raise money and not the other way around.
Okay.
Am I audible?
Yes.
Okay. Can I get on with that?
You're next.
Okay. I hear the idea of a protest. To me, it just seems pointless. A protest is not going to be paid any attention to. I think, on the face of it, the resolution is that the PNB adopted was fatuous because it says two out of every 3 years, and if you look at the 3 years we're talking about, which is 2011, 2012, and 2013, there's only going to be one election in those 3 years. So that's the violation of the bylaws right there. You can't pretend that you're changing which 3 years you're talking about. There was an election in 2010, there was an election in 2012, there's supposed to be an election in 2013. However, it's also fait accompli that we can't follow the proposed schedule that we came up with to present to the PNB, because that was supposed to start September 1 and it's ready September 23rd. So I think more of the point than a protest is to come up with a new timeline that identifies what has to be done and who's going to do it when, so that we have the elections as promptly as possible, beginning sometime in 2013 and proceeding until they're completed with the time frames that are in the bylaws. And I say that because if we leave it to the PNB, I don't think anything's going to happen. I don't think the list will get cleaned up. I don't think supervisors will be hired. I don't think that people will be assigned to, that and develop an RFP for anybody to either a nonprofit or otherwise to do any of the work. So I think we have to come up as the working committee of the PNB on this question with a timetable and a list of who's going to be accountable to do what when.
Okay, so what I hear you making, Michael, is it sounds like a substitute, but there may be people who might favor both the original motion and the substitute. So why don't we? Go ahead.
I'm not objecting to a protest. I just think the protest is not sufficient.
Oh, okay. So then it is an amendment to add on to the motion for the protest. Is that?
Okay, if you want to treat it that way, that's fine.
Okay. All right. Do you want to rephrase it in motion form, or do you want to take a few minutes and think about it and come back to us on that?
This is Lydia.
Well, hang on. I'm asking Michael.
What I'm saying is I think somebody needs to sit down and come up with a new timetable that begins the election something this year. The National Finance Committee did direct each of the stations to incorporate funding for an election in this fiscal year budget that's about to begin October 1st. And as far as I know, all the stations are going to do so. So, or they won't be approved by the PNB. So there's going to be money in the fiscal year, which is not the same as the calendar year, because the fiscal year begins October 1st for an election, and we should figure out a way to begin to hold the election process as rapidly as we can.
Okay.
Is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
I'd like to move to divide, and I actually think these are two separate motions.
I was just going to say that, and furthermore, we're out of time. So let's hold Michael's idea for a minute, and let's go back to Bruce's motion. Bruce, can you restate it for us?
Probably muted. Sorry, I was on mute. I'll try. That the PNB Election Committee submit a report to the PNB regarding our concerns following the suspension of the 2013 elections. And by the way, I think the suggestion that Michael is making could actually be included in that. I think anything we, as a committee, that we send back to the PNB, it could include, our suggestions for a timeline to, rapidly repair what's happened by scheduling an election. So I don't know if we're really, if there's a problem there.
Okay.
I don't know if Mike would agree.
So why don't we, if there's no objection to considering that in the process of drafting, assuming this, your motion passes, Bruce,
mm-hmm.
In the process of drafting it, I think there's going to need to be a working group to work on the text, that they can consider whether to add an alternative timetable for next year, as Michael suggested, and then bring that, you have to bring back the statement anyway to the next committee meeting, and then that could or could not include the alternate timeline. So is there any objection to that interpretation of Bruce's motion?
Well, I have a question about it. Why don't we ask to pin themselves down to a timeline for the election they plan to have?
Well,
and get them to, make that certain they hire at the appropriate times, get people trained and everything, and hold the elections in a proper fashion next round.
Well, that's a different approach. I personally think Michael's approach makes more sense, that we're the committee that's really studied these issues. We understand what's involved in timelines, and we should come up with a proposal. But if you want, you can make that as an alternate motion. But
we can go ahead.
This is Lydia.
Yes.
Yes, to clarify, we had quite a discussion on the PMV list on that very issue, because Benito and I
thought they were talking about postponing till January, and we got mixed up with, I'll send you the excerpt that once I listen to the audio, the January reference has to do with the PMB directors, and also because the maker of the motion, the board secretary, made reference, oh, we don't have to wait a year, it's really only like 6 months away. In the course of the clarification online, it was clear that what they meant was just postponing it for a year. So you just have to read the bylaws, and that's what they mean as applied to next year. So starting with, you know, they would end
like
still
nominations
so late
open
in the
June
year.
1st.
Yeah.
So in other words, the same dates within a year would be preserved. Is that the idea, Lydia?
It is. Although, as you can see, that part of the issue is the changing of the entire year in which you have elections.
Right.
That's a problem. But that apparently was what was clarified, and it was confusing because of the way in which it was motivated. But nevertheless, there you go.
Okay. All right. So since we are out of time, let's clarify what we're about to vote on. It's Bruce's motion to have this committee draft a statement of its concerns about the decision made by the PNB, and I would say to clarify, to form a working group to draft a statement and bring it back to the next election committee meeting, and we'll leave it to the working group as to what other elements they want to include, such as an alternative calendar. Okay. Yes. Go ahead. At this point, by the way, unless someone's going to extend time, the only things that we should be doing are asking questions to clarify the motion, not to argue pro or con. But go ahead. Sorry, Adriana, your connection is very muffled. Can you adjust it? Not really, no.
I don't know. But I'm saying is, why make us believe?
I'm sorry, I'm having a lot of trouble here.
What I'm trying to say, what I'm trying to explain, is why you think.
Adriana, are you on speakerphone?
No. I'm not.
Yeah, I don't quite know what to say, but it's really hard to hear.
Is that it, Ed?
That's a little better.
Okay. What I don't understand is why we believe that they will pay attention. If they didn't pay attention during 9 months to what the election committee was saying, they have already made their decision. Why do we think that they will pay attention to any different thing that we will say now?
Okay, at this point, that's debate, and if people want to debate it further, that's fine, but then we should make a motion for a certain amount of time to continue the discussion, because time is up. So does anyone want to do that, or are you ready to vote?
Well,
you tell you want to make a motion to extend.
Yeah, I would just, why don't maybe I would just extend 10 minutes maybe on the issue. Well, it's going to take that time to vote. So maybe at least 15 minutes extension for the issue, not just this one motion.
Okay. Any opinions, pro or con, the 15 minute extension?
This is Lydia.
Yes.
This is Bruce.
Yes, I agree that should be the case, that we should extend for 50 minutes. I'm also going to forward what our last timeline was, the one that this committee approved that was ignored, because it's just a matter of plugging in the appropriate dates if we can agree to start the clock on November 1st. Thanks.
Okay. Bruce?
With all respect, I don't think we need to extend, at least not 15 minutes, because Andrea's question is a good question. But
it's Adriana.
Adriana, I'm sorry. It's a good question, but I think, you know, this committee has a responsibility. And I think that's the what the PMB does with what we, anything we send them, that's their business. But that shouldn't stop us from addressing our concerns. But if people feel they need to discuss that more, then I understand.
Okay. All right. Why don't we shouldn't spend much more time debating whether to spend more time. Let's just vote. Okay, so the motion is 15-minute extension on the question of the election time. Michael, can you please call the roll? So yes is 15 more minutes. No is that we just vote on Bruce's motion and then move on to the next agenda item. Go ahead, Michael.
I'm sorry. I have a question.
Yes.
Bruce's motion, but then did we divide it for Michael's motion?
I thought I heard consensus that we don't need to address it tonight because the working group that we're going to set up will incorporate or will decide whether to incorporate what, Michael's idea about an alternate timeline. I mean, if you feel there's more discussion...
I do, only because our meeting is so far away. It's in October, so the PMB would have to approve this timeline by next month.
Right. Well, then, that's another reason you're advocating a 15-minute extension, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm going to send my amendment to Michael's motion.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So go ahead and call the roll, Michael. Is there any objection to a 15-minute?
Yeah, really.
Okay. All right. Then go ahead, Michael, call the roll. Yes is 15 more minutes. No is vote on this and move on. Michael, you're muted.
Sorry, am I audible now?
Yes.
I can have a double this one. Jessica Apollinar on the extension.
Why don't you go ahead?
Hi, sir.
No?
Right. Yes, I would vote yes for the extension.
Okay. Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Adriana Castaneves?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Mark Hernandez?
Yes.
Cynthia Johnson?
Yes.
Hank Lamb?
No.
Bob Letterer?
Yes.
Michael Novick, yes. Bruce Wolf?
I'll say yes.
Okay, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yeses and 1 no.
Okay, so let me ask Nancy to notify us when there's 5 minutes left out of the 15, okay?
All okay.
Right. So who would like to speak on... Well, Lydia, is your amendment ready yet, or do you need a couple more minutes?
Okay, I can read it.
Oh, go ahead.
Just the PMV election committee recommends to the PMB that the nomination period for local station board elections open on November 1st and that all of the subsequent dates in the bylaws be applied.
All right, okay. Do you
Someone
wanna,
can work
you wanna,
on that last part.
Do you want to motivate that particular start date?
Yes, again, unless they have dates before them, they're not going to know what we're talking about, and they keep thinking it's everything is impossible to them. So, our timeline was completely viable for September 1st. Certainly by November 1st, hopefully. Well, I shouldn't say certainly. Hopefully, if we completed the CPB paperwork properly, then we would have the CPB money, which means that the cash flow issue rather than what is in our budgets or what the stations can afford was more of an issue, in my opinion, but nevertheless, by then. So given the fact that they're going to keep trying to put this off on the agenda, I think what we need to do is keep this at the forefront and make an actual established pattern that we are coming up with a solution. We are giving you the timeline and how this can work.
Yeah.
And how this can work starting sometime in 2013, late though it may be.
Okay. Floor is open.